Hare Krishna. It's Thursday morning, just a little after 6 o'clock. I'm back here in Budapest. I didn't have much time yesterday to make a podcast as we're traveling from early in the morning. And when I got here, we had a meeting, and I worked on a whole lot of files back and forth with Keshav Bharati Maharaj and Kai Shoy. David Dasi, it's quite intense finishing the last part of these edits. There are different versions of the book. Keshav or Kashori and I work on a V3 or third version of texts, and we do that back and forth until we're both satisfied it's the way that it should be, and then it gets changed to a V4 version, a fourth version, and that then goes to Keshav Bharati Maharaj, who then goes over it one more time, and then we go back and forth with that, myself and him. And then when we're satisfied, then he changes that to a V5 version, and that V5 version goes to Nalini Kanta, who does the... Well, right now she's translating into Hungarian, but for the English version, she then goes over it, sends it for layout to Sundarup. And this has got nothing to do, by the way, with writing the book. First, there's writing the book, and then myself and Keshav Bharati Maharaj went back and forth on version 1, version 2, and version 3, which themselves had different incarnations. I'm mentioning this so that you're just informed why I didn't do a podcast, but also keep in mind that when it takes a few minutes to read a page in a book, it takes many, many hours to produce that same page. And our devotees are always asking, when's the next book coming out? And especially when they receive a book like Krishna Sangati, and devotees enthusiastically sit down and read it in 3-4 days, and then they say, okay, when's the next one? But it takes a year and a half, and it's not even just me. There's a whole crew of devotees. In this case, Keshav Bharati Maharaj is the major contributor, and then others like Kaishori Devi Dasi for copy editing and proofreading, and Nalini Kanta and Sundarup and Taralakshmi is doing the artwork. And it's, aside from that, Chaitanya Chandra is trying to get it into devotees' hands, and it goes to the printer, and Manoram Prabhu ensures that the whole thing sort of stuck together, the different devotees doing different parts of their services. It's a very complex but wonderful thing. So it takes a lot to get a book out. Hare Krishna. Today I opened my pod questions files, and the first one that came up was Tarun Krishna Prabhu's previous question about book distribution. So I thought I'd just make that the theme today, and it could end up being a podcast that went on for hours, because there's no end to the importance, glories, the experiences that surround book distribution. But I'll keep it to a regular length. And perhaps the first question is, who should do book distribution? Because from my personal experience, I know when I first began Krishna consciousness, I joined one day, and the next morning I was out selling books. It wasn't exactly what I'd had in mind, but it was what the temple president had in mind. And I found myself wandering on the streets of Montreal, even afraid to approach people, because it wasn't my nature, and it really wasn't. I was, at that time, believe it or not, a very shy and withdrawn person, and I wouldn't even approach a person on the street, ask them what time it was, what to speak of, stopping them, asking them to take a religious book, and then asking them for money on top of that. And often people say, well, it's not my nature to distribute books. And we'll talk about the fact that there are different types of book distribution. But as I experienced myself in due course of time, for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's desire, even though it may have originally not been my nature, it became my nature. I learned the science, I overcame the shyness or weakness of heart that it came to stop people to be a little forceful and place a book in their hands and talk to them about something they weren't necessarily planning to talk to about that day and ask them to give a donation. And it worked. It works. Everyone can do it. Everyone can distribute books. We see little children, very, very small children, still in the arms of their mothers, handing out books on Harinam to people. And of course, people are very much inclined to take books from children. They can distribute books. Old devotees can distribute books. Men, ladies, everyone can do it. It's a question of whether we want to do it or feel that we have an obligation to do so. And particularly I would say that devotees who are initiated, in other words, they've made a commitment to Srila Prabhupada and to ISKCON, books are the basis. The foundation of the Krishna consciousness movement is transcendental literature, and our mission thrives and is well founded when people of the world have the opportunity to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the books that Srila Prabhupada labored so hard to write, comment upon, translate, of course, and which are really the foundation of what Krishna consciousness is, why it is, so that we go beyond more than just a belief system, but show people that there is what Srila Prabhupada liked to call scientific evidence, spiritual science, and perfect spiritual science. Therefore, in my understanding, when devotees take initiation, they are not only connecting to a guru, a spiritual master, but that guru is a representative of our Guru Parampara. Our Guru Parampara is coming through Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and it buys into also the spirit as well as the mission of Krishna consciousness, which our Guru Parampara has established. And they've established the writing, the distribution, the studying of transcendental literature as its most important activity. I don't know if I need to argue that. I hope everyone who's listening agrees that book distribution is the most important activity. Sometimes devotees will say that, well, we've distributed many, many books, and where are the results? Of course, we're here as part of the result, and we're staying here in Krishna consciousness as part of the result of book distribution. Certainly, aside from distributing the books, we have to teach people how to practice what's inside of them. But the idea whether book distribution is equal to or superior to other devotional activities like Harinam, congregational preaching, deity worship, it shouldn't really be an alternative. It's not a or issue, but rather it's an and. In other words, book distribution and congregational preaching, books distribution and Harinam, book distribution and food distribution. They're all part of a package. But this is what explains what all of the other things are all about. So, book distribution is really for everyone. And of course, that easily translates into the life of a brahmachari, brahmacharini, who live in a temple and really have nothing else to do. Their lives are organized around book distribution. They have a morning program, an evening program, and during the day they're sent out and meant to do that. They have nothing else to do. However, there are others whose lives are not organized around book distribution, and for instance, the example of grihasthas who are family folks who have business or jobs. So there's more than just book distribution in their lives. There's a family, there's a home to maintain, there's a business to attend to in order to maintain both the family and the home. So it's not just exclusively focused around book distribution. And yet, they should also distribute books somehow. Obviously, it becomes part-time, but everyone goes from one place to another. All of these householders are also traveling. They stop to get petrol in their tank. When someone's filling it up, since they're just standing there, you can easily hand them a small book and talk to them. We go buy groceries. The person at the till can be offered a book. We have friends and acquaintances who, if we can interest them in small books and then larger books and even sets of books, we give away presents to so many people. The best present to give is transcendental knowledge. And of course, we can always take off a little time, either once a week, once a month, to go out with other book distributors or grihasthas coming together, whether they go door to door, whether they stand on the street at a book table, which is becoming very popular now in America. Vaisheshika Prabhu is coordinating this weekend book distribution where people go and sell books, grihasthas sell books from tables. Whether we just go out once a year, for instance, at the marathon. So book distribution doesn't necessarily mean a few devotees doing many, many, many books a day. As for instance, Harinamananda Prabhu, who used to do as much as 1,000 Mahabig books a day. That was wonderful. Just thinking about it makes the hair on my back stand on end. Just imagine 1,000 Mahabig books. I wish I'd had the experience of doing such wonderful thing. I think the most I ever did was about 280. And that was back in Chicago, O'Hare Airport. That coincided also with one kind gentleman giving me about a $700 donation. But back to the quantity. Even if someone distributes a few books, and many devotees are distributing a few books, it, in effect, can very easily surpass the concept of a few brahmacharis and brahmacharinis doing many books, as if many grihasthas are doing a few books. And we do have many grihasthas. We have many grihasthas who were one-time full-time devotees, devotees who our congregation members and had not lived in the temple, our Indian community. In other words, if everyone somehow or another connects or is connected to the distribution of books, and even if they distribute a few books, when that's done by thousands and thousands of people, that becomes a really significant force, and it becomes a force that spreads Krishna consciousness and gains Srila Prabhupada's mercy. If that type of momentum can be picked up and maintained, it can spread, and we could be doing the type of multi-level marketing, is the karmi phrase, whereby devotees are inspiring other devotees to inspire other people who may be inspiring non-devotees to just pass out a few books here and there, because it has very valuable spiritual content, and for those who aren't even so spiritual, for instance, books such as Higher Taste about vegetarianism and cooking, that's also book distribution. So in this way, all devotees can and should participate in book distribution, and if for some reason they're not doing it directly, then at least they should do it indirectly. Temple presidents distribute books by inspiring others to do so. Fathers distribute books by inspiring their children to do so. And of course, everyone has the opportunity. The other day I was leaving Budapest airport and talking to some devotees, and this gentleman just walked up to us, asked, "What are you about?" So I just took one of the books out of the Sanctan devotee's hand and we sold it to him. And it was wonderful. He was an elderly person who believed in yoga, and he was just on his way to Israel. Of course, book distribution isn't necessarily easy. It has its challenges, its austerities, particularly when it's done outside on the streets. Then there's extreme heat, cold, rain, sore feet, sore back. If one doesn't have good shoes, if devotees don't move their book bags from one side to the other, then they can also strain their muscles and so on. But that's austerity. Tapo Divya Putraka. Our business is to perform austerity, and the benefits of that austerity are wonderful. I don't think I need to convince devotees who have the experience of book distribution how ecstatic that is, how fulfilling it is to distribute books, particularly to distribute many, many books. But still, the mind is not inclined to perform austerities. The mind would like to engage rather in sense gratification, or at least an easier version of Krishna consciousness. Nonetheless, if we adopt that hardship, that then becomes our sign of love for Krishna. It shows that we love Srila Prabhupada by doing what he wants us to do. We know of many religious organizations who are always talking about loving God or loving God's representative, and they use the word love very, very freely. But love begins by doing what the beloved wants you to do. Anyone can repeat the word. Anyone can say, "I love you, I love this person, I love Srila Prabhupada." But our love for Prabhupada is really shown, as Prabhupada said, by cooperating. And cooperating to do what? Cooperating to spread Krishna consciousness, to do the things that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do, to establish Krishna consciousness movement, and to have it become recognized as the most perfect form of transcendental knowledge and spiritual realization available here or on any planet within this universe and beyond. So if we're not full-time book distributors, then the easy formula for distributing books is always to have some books with us. Wherever we go, carry some books. I know in Budapest, I'm always encouraging devotees to always have bag prasadam in their car, so that wherever they go, they always have an opportunity to also give some prasadam to people. If we don't have books with us, certainly we won't distribute them. If they're there, sitting on the dashboard, or if they're in our bag, then we always have the opportunity. I know that when I'm flying on Maliv, which is the Hungarian Airlines, so often stewardesses come up to me, because I just know them from traveling back and forth so many times over the last 20 years. And so I always have BTGs with me, or our little book that explains what Krishna consciousness is, and they feel happy and I feel fulfilled when they go away with something in their hand. If they sit there and I speak to them for 10, 15 minutes, it's nice, but it feels more rewarding and it feels more substantial when I know that they've actually taken something away, and what they've heard they will also have the opportunity to again access and recall by opening a book or a magazine. And of course, Srila Prabhupada's most ardent desire was the full distribution of his sets, distributing sets of books. I mean, that is certainly a science. It's something that hasn't really been cracked since ever, although different devotees in different places had made attempts to do so. Once again, if we are in the habit of distributing books and we have people who are very favorable towards receiving a small book, a Bhagavad Gita, a first canto, then ultimately we should keep going until we can get them to take entire sets of books. If it becomes habit, that will also become habit. And in order to be inspired to sell the books, we should read them. Because when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, we become inspired to give that wonderful knowledge that we've received from His divine grace to others. In short, if devotees have good sadhana, if they chant Hare Krishna nicely, if they read Srila Prabhupada's books, particularly like Chaitanya Charitamrita, then they will feel, they will hear Srila Prabhupada and Krishna within their hearts, telling them, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. Hare Krishna.